بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: السواك مطهرة للفم مرضاة للرب. رواه النسائي. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: The miswak is a means of purifying the mouth. Mathara. Or it can be read as mithara. It is an instrument with which one purifies his mouth. So the miswak is a means of purifying the mouth, and it is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mardatul li rabbi. It is a means of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did the virtues of wudu, the great benefits and blessings of wudu. Inshallah today we discuss the importance of making miswak. This is a sunnah which many people have abandoned. Allah forgive us. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single one of them is absolutely important. We see the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tariqah, his way of life, is the most akmal, most perfect, most ajmal, most beautiful, and ashal, the most easy. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if implemented, then this is the way that leads a person to Jannah. So in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَوْ لَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْ دَكُلِّ صَلَاهِ. Were it not for the fear of overburdening my ummah, I would have ordered them to make miswak in every salat. So from this hadith we can gauge that although making miswak is not compulsory, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had emphasized it very strongly. It was his compassion for the ummah that he did not command it at every salat or at every wudu, but he highly emphasized it. He said, if I did not find it difficult on my ummah, that if I had commanded this, and perhaps some people would have left it out, then that would have rendered them sinful. So because of fear of for that, I did not make it compulsory. But from this hadith we can understand the importance of making miswak. Siwak or miswak is a natural toothbrush that is prepared from the roots of trees. And the most common and beneficial is that of the root of an Arabic tree called Araq. In Urdu we see Pilu. And the English name for that is Salvadora Persica. And this can be available throughout the world, especially in Haramain Sharifain, when people go this miswak. And there are other types of trees also. Majlis al-Ulama has written Kitab al-Tahara. In there, there is a whole detailed explanation on miswak and the different trees from which the miswak has been derived. And Ulama have mentioned a plus minus 70 virtues and benefits of making miswak. So, mithara or mathara lil-fam, it is the cause of cleansing the mouth. It purifies the mouth. It gives a good odor to the mouth. Ulama have mentioned it even strengthens the teeth. It causes a glow on the face of a person. It sharpens the person's memory. It sharpens the person's eyesight. Allama Shami rahmatullahi alayhi, as Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Arif Billah used to mention, that it will remind the person of Kalima at the time of maut. When a person is passing away, because he used to practice making miswak, it will remind him of reciting the kalima and he will die with iman. And then in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he came to me, he would command me to make miswak. So whenever Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would command Rasulullah sallam to make miswak. لَقَدْ خَشِيْتُ أَنْ أُحْفِيَ مُقَدَّمَ فِيَّ. Rasulullah says, I made so much of miswak that I feared from the excessive use of miswak, I may injure my gums even. This is mentioned in Musnad of Ahmad. In one hadith, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah says, whenever Rasulullah slept in the night, so before sleeping, he would make miswak. And when he woke up, he would first make miswak before making wudu. كَانَ لَا يَرْقُدُ مِنْ لَيْلٍ وَلَا نَهَارٍ. So whether he slept at night or during the day also, he would make miswak and sleep. فيستيقظ إلا يتسوك قبل أن يتوضأ, and he would make miswak when he would awaken before making his wudu. It's a very nice narration where Rasulullah had mentioned that when a person uses miswak and then he stands in salah. So he made miswak when he made wudu, and then it was salah time and he performed salat. An angel stands behind him, listening closely to his recitation. This angel then draws closer and closer to him, until the angel places his mouth upon the mouth of the one reciting the Quran. Whatever he recites from the Quran, it enters inside the angel. So purify your mouth of miswak for the recitation when the person reciting Quran. This is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bazaar, that the angel is actually places his mouth into the mouth of the reciter. Therefore, Rasulullah says, when you're reciting Quran, then make, before you recite Quran, then make miswak. Rak'atan, two rakats. A person that performs bisiwakin after making miswak, afdalu, it is more virtuous, min sab'ina rak'atan bighairi siwak, then 70 rakats of nafil without making miswak. Imagine, two rakat namaz a person performs is far more greater than 70 rakats of salat. Which two rakats? When a person had made miswak. And 70 rakats a person may have performed without making miswak. Now from these ahadiths you can see how important it is to make miswak. And how Rasulullah s.a.w. day and night making miswak. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha qama yatahajjad. When he woke up at night for tahajjud, yashusu fahu bistiwak. This is the words mentioned in hadith. Yatasawwak yashusu means he would make miswak before reading tahajjud salat. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was once asked by Shuraih rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, Qultu, I asked Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, bi ayyi shay'in kana yabda'u an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhala baytah. What a beautiful question. You and I would also like to know, when Rasulullah would enter his home, what was the first action he would do when he entered his home? So she says, Bissiwak. As he entered his home, he'd be making miswak. مَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ لِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الصَّلَوَاتِ حَتَّى يَسْتَاقِ. Even when Rasulullah would emerge from his home and he should go for salah, then too he would make miswak. And we know the very last action of Rasulullah, the very last action before leaving this world, we know the entire episode, the last few days of the when Rasulullah, of his illness and before his departure of this world, it's a very detailed incident in the books of Seerah. But as he was on his deathbed, and he was reclining on Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when her brother Abdul Rahman entered, and he was busy making miswak, Rasulullah began to stare at him. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha realized that Rasulullah wants to make miswak. So she took her brother's miswak. She first placed it into her mouth, and she softened it. And after softening it, she gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he made miswak, and shortly after that, Rasulullah departed from this world. So respected brothers and elders, this is such an amal that is even for the ladies also, young and old. We should try and implement this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't have a miswak, purchase a miswak and start making miswak in this Mubarak month. Inshallah we will see the benefit and virtues of these great sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.